God says, I'm still working things out. All things work together for good. Help me, Holy Spirit. No matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult it is, no matter who's in charge.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
The First Evening Star, Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, with Dr. Saron Williams Sr., the pastor, presents the second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion, featuring national recording artist Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes. Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Also starring the Junior Disciples of Big Cane, the Anointed Praise Singers of Grand Cane, and the Sensational Six from Lake Providence. The First Evening Star Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, 6511 Bayou Rapids Road in Alexandria, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Tickets are $15, booths are $50. The second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion, featuring national recording artist Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Don't you miss it! The First Evening Star Baptist Church and Dr. Saron Williams Sr. are both proud sponsors of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junkyard Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junkyard Party. It's only here on KAYT.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work.
I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can leave.
You can leave.
Took everything.
Took everything.
And two steps. For promo and bookings, 318-322-0683. Also 318-581-0560 or UncleUgBooking@gmail.com. Uncle Ugg, the brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ugg. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
I know you enjoy that one from Jay Moss. It's called Praise on the Inside. Good morning on this hump day. It's the 26th of February, 2020. The Wade Hampton Show is in effect wherever you happen to be, whether it's in Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, Natchez, Mississippi, or if you're listening to us online at www.kaytfmtoday. Today, it's Levi Strauss Day. What are we talking about when we're talking about Levi Strauss? We're talking about those comfortable jeans that last for years and years. They don't require dry cleaning or any kind of special treatment. They're perfect for almost any occasion, whether it's a trip to the store, or maybe even church too. They're incredibly versatile, meaning they look good with pretty much everything that you have. And we have Levi Strauss to thank for jeans on Levi Strauss Day. All right? Are you ready for Bible Jeopardy clue number 3? Well, I'm glad that you said that you are. Here we go. Remember, put who is or what is in front of your response. Clue number 3. What part of their sacrifices were the Israelites forbidden to eat? What part of their sacrifices were the Israelites forbidden to eat? Is it the rump, the breast, the flank, or the fat? What part of their sacrifices were the Israelites forbidden to eat? The rump, the breast, the flank, or the fat? Sneak a peek at Leviticus 7, 23 and 25, then get back with me, 318-484-2500, or toll free, 1-877-464-2500. We'll see if we can get somebody on the radio who's going to give me the correct answer. Remember, put who is or what is in front of your response. Coming up and coming at you, brand new music from Reverend Luther Barnes and the Restoration Choir. It's called Look to the Hills. Right now, Brother Gene Moore with The Future.
A seed rooted in me, growing inside for my destiny. Visions I see, greatness I feel, and it's calling me.
Open my eyes and help me see all of the power you've invested within me. I'm looking back, facing ahead. The future looks bright, the future looks bright.
You're drawing me from my comfort zone, safely leading and making me whole. There is no limit, and I know you're not finished with the work you've begun in me.
Open my eyes
and help me see
how you've been still with me.
Help me see me the way you see me. No, not looking
back,
facing ahead. It's time to move over distractions, making it happen.
That's what I'm called to do. Here's my new reality. Embracing what's meant for me. You've illuminated destiny. Now I'm ready.
Ready to go. It's my time. Getting nearer. Everything is so much clearer.
You love on your hit music station.
KAYT KQJOFM.
New music now.
It's a Monday morning and another long week I have to face. So many problems I have to solve, so much going on. It seems like there is never enough money to do all the things that I have to do.
I sit down and I wonder, I'm gonna make it. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna look to the hills.
Well, we've got the music that inspires you to do great things. That's called Look to the Hills. Reverend Luther Barnes and the Restoration Choir. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp, the Wade Hampton Show, where this morning we're talking about things that Christian men need to know about masturbation. Here's something. You know, we is greater than me. You know, while masturbation is incredibly convenient for bringing yourself to an orgasm, for whatever reason you need it when you need it, it can also be very destructive to intimacy with your wife. And if you're not married, your future wife. 1 Corinthians 7, 3 and 4 says that due affection should be given to your spouse. This is contrary to the world's way of thinking because the world's advice on masturbation is all about giving yourself pleasure. However, the Bible's perspective on due affection is all about providing sexual pleasure to your spouse. Paul takes it a step further when he tells us that we should yield control of our bodies sexually to our loving marriage partner. And if you're not married yet, your body still belongs to the Lord until it belongs to your spouse one day. I'd also like to point out this. This is an important point. Sexual ownership of your spouse is not ever against their own desire, and you should not use that as an excuse for sexual control or abuse. These are things that men need to know about masturbation and its effect on you. All right? All right. Coming up, coming at you, we got birthdays and anniversaries and stuff. And if you had not heard the correct response to Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, here it is. What part of their sacrifices were the Israelites forbidden to eat? Is it the rump, the breast, the flank, or the fat? As I mentioned earlier, the answer is found in Leviticus 7, 23 and 25. And if you responded, what is the fat? You, my friend, would be correct. What is the fat is the correct response. It's what the Israelites were forbidden to eat in their sacrifices. Okay, KK? Good. Birthdays, anniversaries, all that's coming up, coming at you right here in the Ham Camp.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Hi, I'm Janet Jackson. What would you say if someone told you that George Washington was the son of a white mother and a black slave father, and that he founded the town of Centralia in Washington State? Well, if you bet against the person who told you that, you lose. This is a page from Black History Notes. We'll be right back after this.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C&D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
I'm Janet Jackson for Black History Notes. George Washington was born in Frederick County, Virginia in 1817. His white mother had no intentions of keeping her black offspring, so she gave the unwanted baby to a white family, the Cochrans, who later settled in northern Missouri. Young George set up a sawmill, but became frustrated when a white man refused to pay the bill. Missouri law stated that even free Negroes had no rights. George and the Cochrans moved to Illinois, where he applied for a license to make whiskey. Again, they ran into racial roadblock. Then it was on the Oregon Territory where Washington staked a claim. Then it happened again. Two white men decided to stake claims on his land because Negroes had no rights to settle government land. This time, George fought back. He had the Cochrans file a claim for his land. 4 years later, he bought it back from them. In 1872, the Northern Pacific Railroad purchased a right-of-way across his land, which Washington named Centralia. Centralia today, a thriving town in the state of Washington, was founded by a black man named George Washington. And that was another interesting page from Black History Notes. I'm Janet Jackson, and thank you for listening.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Sometimes life feels like a race going from place to place. Everyone is in such a hurry. No wonder we all feel so worn out much of the time. It's even very common to get worn out doing God's work. But let me give you hope that God is with you and ready to give you a hand. Isaiah 40:29 says, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. It continues in verse 31, But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God is about keeping us strong and encouraged. This isn't an excuse to say yes to everything that is asked of you. You might need to learn how to say no to some things. But as you seek God, He will lift you up and carry you through whatever your circumstances. Connect with us at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today being the 26th of February and being a Wednesday, we've got people who celebrate today as their birthday. We need to get right to the list and find out who these folks are. All right? All right. Let's begin with Brother Alvin George, who celebrates his 58th birthday this morning. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Alvin George. Miss Keita Player turns 42 years young on this Wednesday. Happy birthday to you, Keita Player. Our very own engineer, Darren Segur, is celebrating his birthday today. Let's say happy birthday to Darren Segur. Also celebrating a birthday today, Miss Wilma Little Tech Viree. Wilma Little Tech Viree, good morning and happy birthday to you. We've got Courtney Danielle on the birthday list on this Wednesday. Good morning, happy birthday to you. Tangela Martin Torres, she celebrates her birthday today too. Let's make sure we wish Tangela Martin Torres a happy birthday. Happy 49 candles on the cake this morning for Miss Adrienne Baker. Good morning. Happy birthday to you, Miss Adrienne Baker. We've got Bernita Lejeune on the birthday list this morning. Bernita Lejeune, good morning and happy birthday to you. This Wednesday finds Brother Clyde Jackson celebrating a birthday, his 57th to be exact. That's a blessing. Happy birthday to Clyde Jackson. Jay Lynn Butler is on the birthday list. Good morning to you, Jay Lynn, and happy birthday to you, Jay Lynn Butler, on your birthday. Miss Raquel Packley, good morning. Happy 37th birthday to Raquel Packley. Kim Johnson celebrates her 42nd birthday this morning. Happy birthday to you, Kim Johnson. Celebrating a birthday, 72 years in the making, Miss Linda Perry. What a blessing that is. Happy birthday to you, Miss Linda Perry. We got Elnora Traylor on the birthday list, celebrating her 55th birthday. Good morning to you, Elnora. Elnora Traylor, happy birthday to you. Marquita Thompson celebrates her 36th birthday. Good morning. Happy birthday to you, Miss Marquita Thompson. And my good friend, Pastor Matt Sharon from Christian Worship Center, celebrates his 42nd birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Pastor Matt Sharon, 42 years young. And for all of our birthday people, we want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you run into any of these people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. All morning long, we've been talking about things Christian men need to know about masturbation. And while masturbation isn't a sin, it can lead to sinful behaviors. And as men, let's just be real. That's what's going to happen. The real harmful effects of masturbation are documented, and they're a lot more damaging than some of just having some hair on your palms or going blind like people tried to tell you back in the past. A recent study in which a neuroscientist masturbated to the point of orgasm while the brain was being scanned by an MRI machine.